Welcome back to the deep dive. Okay, so usually we ease into things, right? A few stats, maybe a little bit of trivia to get started. We are not doing that today. Think of this more like an emergency broadcast.
It really feels like one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The data we're looking at is just, it's screaming inflection point. I honestly haven't seen a shift this aggressive since, well, since mobile shopping first took over desktop.
Exactly. So if you're listening right now, you are probably an Etsy seller, or maybe you run a brand that depends heavily on these big e-commerce marketplaces, and you've likely spent the first part of 2026 just staring at your dashboard, at your traffic stats, and asking, is the internet broken? Or is it just me?
The short answer to that is no, the internet isn't broken.
Yeah.
But the map you've been using,
Yeah.
the one you've been using to navigate it,
Yeah.
that is definitely broken. The old landmarks are just gone.
We are looking at a huge stack of reports here, specifically a massive deep dive from the team at Online Sellers Hub. And I want to welcome you, the learner, into the room here with us. Because whether you're a solo maker just trying to keep the lights on, or you're, reporting to a board about why Q1 looks so weird, this is the briefing you need. The headline is, frankly, a little scary.
It is.
Margins are down, ad costs are through the roof, and the old Etsy, the one we all sort of grew up with, it's starting to feel like a ghost town.
It's interesting you say ghost town because that is exactly the feeling we see in all the forums. People feel like someone just turned the lights off.
Right.
But when you actually dig into the analysis from Online Sellers Hub, the reality is, well, it's a lot more complex. The buyers haven't vanished. They haven't, left the planet.
So if they aren't on my traffic dashboard anymore, where are they?
They moved. Simple as that. They migrated. We were witnessing what the report is calling a tectonic shift in consumer behavior, and it's all being driven by Etsy's integration with Google Gemini and Vertex AI.
Okay, let's pause on that because AI integration is a phrase that, I mean, it gets thrown around in every press release these days.
Oh, yeah.
And it usually just means we added a customer service chatbot that doesn't really work. But you're suggesting this is fundamental infrastructure.
It is. This is not a feature update. It's not a little UI tweak. This is basically a rewrite of the laws of physics for the entire platform. We are moving from an era of searching to an era of finding. And if you're still playing by the rules of, say, 2024, 2025, you are, for all intents and purposes, invisible.
Searching to finding. Okay, it sounds a little like marketing speak, but let's drill into it because I think most sellers, and I'll include myself here, have a very specific idea of how a sale happens. I sit at my computer, I type blue ceramic mug into the search bar, and then I scroll. I look at pictures, I look at prices. Are you telling me that whole behavior is dead?
It's not totally dead, no, but it's quickly becoming the, let's call it the legacy way to shop. It's the path of most resistance. I mean, think about the friction in that process. You type blue ceramic mug, you get 50,000 results, you have to filter them, open new tabs, you have to compare shipping costs. There's a huge cognitive load. It's actual work.
Oh, it's a chore. I've definitely abandoned carts just because I got tired of looking. It's doom scrolling, but for shopping.
Exactly. Now, this is where the partnership with Google Gemini comes in. This isn't just a simple language model. It's multimodal. It understands intent. The Online Sellers Hub analysis puts it very bluntly. The traffic hasn't disappeared. It has moved into conversational interfaces.
So buyers are shopping inside AI chats.
Inside chats, on Google's search generative experience, through visual lookups.
So instead of search bar, they're talking to a personal assistant.
Precisely. And this is where the panic starts to set in for the old Etsy seller.
Yeah.
Because the algorithm that serves a personal assistant is completely different from the one that serves a search bar.
Let's talk about that difference. Because I think a lot of us are still clutching our Etsy SEO Bible from 3 years ago. The old way was, pretty clear cut.
Right.
You make a thing and then you play the keyword game.
Oh, yeah. The keyword stuffing era. Simpler times.
I remember it well. You'd find a synonym for your product, let's say rustic scarf, and then you'd find 50 other ways to say it. Wool neck warmer, winter accessory, boho gift for her, warm wrap, and you'd jam them all into the title and the tag.
You'd fill out all 13 tags, right? Trying to cover every possible base. It was a matching game. Does the word in the search query match a word in your tag?
Yep.
If yes, you show up. It was basically a game of go fish. Do you have any rustic? Yes, I have rustic.
And it worked. For a really long time, it worked. It was the standard advice.
It did. But here is the absolute critical insight from the Online Sellers Hub report, and this is the part that every single seller needs to hear. In 2026, with Gemini running the show, that strategy isn't just ineffective, it is actively harmful.
Harmful? How? That seems backward. How can having more descriptors possibly be a bad thing?
Because Gemini is trying to replicate human understanding. And when you stuff a title full of keywords, it reads like complete gibberish to a person.
Right. Scarf, wool, winter gift for her rustic boho, trendy, cheap.
Exactly. A human being doesn't talk like that. So when the AI sees that, it flags it. It sees it as low quality. It assumes the listing was written for a robot, not a person.
So by trying to please the old robot, we're actually insulting the new, smarter robot.
That is a perfect way to frame it. The new algorithm is all about natural language and something called semantic authority. If your listing looks like a pile of spammy keyword soup, the AI suppresses you. It assumes you're not a credible answer.
Semantic authority. Okay, there's a term we need to unpack. I feel like semantics is one of those words people use to sound smart, but what does it actually mean for my Etsy shop?
Well, semantics is just the study of meaning, but in AI, it refers to semantic search. So instead of matching keywords, the AI is matching concepts. It uses something called vector search. Imagine a 3D map where ideas that are related are physically close to each other. Cozy is close to fireplace, which is close to wool. The AI knows these things are related, even if you don't use the specific words.
Well, it understands the vibe of the product, not just the label on the box. Mm. It knows that Hidge relates to candles, even if I don't type the word candle.
Correct. Let's use a real example from the source material. This really made it click for me. In the old way, a buyer types boho wedding gift. They get this, you know, beige ocean of macrame.
Oh, thousands of listings, page after page of fringed wall hangings, yeah.
Exactly. Now, let's look at the new way, the personal shopper era. The buyer doesn't search a keyword. They talk to the AI. They might say something like, I need a wedding gift for a couple. They're minimalist architects. They love sustainable materials and they hate clutter.
Wow. Okay. That is a nightmare query for the old search engine. It would probably just find the word architect and show me
what
a vintage blueprint, a protractor.
Exactly. It would fail completely because it's looking for literal word matches. But Gemini loves that query. It understands the concept of a minimalist architect. It knows what sustainable means for materials, bamboo maybe, or recycled glass. It knows hates clutter means the object should be functional and sleek.
So it's building a psychological profile of the recipient from that one sentence.
Yes. And then, and this is the part that completely changes the game, it scans the entire Etsy catalog. But it's not just looking for a tag that says architect. It is scanning the entire context of your shop.
The whole shop.
Your descriptions, your craftsmanship, your shipping policies. And crucially, it looks at your images.
It looks at the actual images, not just the alt text.
No, no, we are talking about computer vision. Gemini is multimodal. It sees the photos. It can identify the texture, the lighting, the style, the context. So if you have a sleek bamboo serving tray and your photo looks high-end and minimalist, the AI connects the dots. It presents your product as the definitive answer.
How many products get presented?
Not 50,000, maybe three, maybe just one. It says, here is the perfect gift for your architect friends.
That is terrifying.
Why terrifying? I mean, it sounds efficient.
It's efficient for the buyer, sure. But for the seller, if you're not one of those three, you are nothing. You don't exist. In the olden days, being on page two or three wasn't great, but you might get a stray click. Here, if you're not the answer, you're not even in the conversation.
You've just hit on the stakes. This is a winner-take-all dynamic. The Online Sellers Hub calls it the high-stakes filter. Buyers are completely bypassing search pages now. They are shopping inside the chat. If your shop isn't AI ready, if it doesn't have that rich context that Gemini can read, you just don't exist.
So that explains the ghost town feeling. The traffic is there, but it's being funneled into these private chats between the buyer and the AI. And unless you get an invitation to that chat, you see absolutely zero stats.
Exactly right. You're waiting for foot traffic in a mall, but everyone is shopping with a concierge service in a private suite upstairs.
This sounds pretty grim for the average seller, to be honest. It sounds like the door is closing.
Well, the report actually frames it very differently. They argue this is the single biggest opportunity since the platform first launched. They call it the 15-year cycle.
Ooh, I do love a good historical cycle. Give me the context. Why 15 years?
Think back to, say, 2010, 2011, the early days of Etsy. It was the Wild West. No ads, no complex algorithms. If you opened a shop and you took a halfway decent photo, you could build an entire empire just by being there first.
Right, the Gold Rush era. But isn't the argument usually that those days are gone because the market's just too saturated now?
The old Etsy is saturated, yes. It's choked with competition. But this new Etsy, this AI-integrated ecosystem, is a blank slate. The online sellers hub analysis says we are at that exact same crossroads again. The AI integration has reset the entire playing field.
And those old heavy hitters who are still relying on keyword stuffing.
They are about to lose their rankings. Yeah. They're optimizing for a dead algorithm. They're betting on the wrong horse.
And that opens the door.
It opens the door for new sellers or adaptable sellers to step in and become the new authorities. And the scale of this is massive. We are not just talking about Etsy users. Through this Google integration, your products are now accessible to people using Gemini on their phones, people using Google Lens. Mm. We are talking about tens of millions of new global shoppers who might never even type Etsy.com into their browser.
So the boat hasn't left the dock. It just turned into a spaceship.
That's a good way to put it, but you have to know how to fly the spaceship. The report frames this moment as a very clear binary choice. Renewal or withering?
Withering. That is a visceral word. It implies a slow, painful death.
I think it's accurate. Sellers who cling to the old ways will just slowly watch their metrics bleed out. It won't be overnight, but month after month, they'll see less traffic, lower conversions, higher ad costs. The sellers who adapt to this new contextual SEO will capture the lion's share of all this new traffic.
Okay, I don't want to wither. I'm the learner listening to this, and I want to renew.
Yeah.
My first instinct, and I think the instinct of any entrepreneur, is to just roll up my sleeves and fix it myself.
Of course.
I'll go into my shop tonight. I'll delete the keyword lists. I'll write these long, flowing, natural descriptions like a Victorian novelist. Is that the fix?
I wish it were that simple. I really do. But the Online Sellers Hub explicitly warns against what they call the DIY pivot.
But why? If the AI wants natural language, why can't I just give it natural language? I can write a sentence.
Because it's not just about the text. It's about the underlying data structure and, crucially, the conversion signals.
Break that down for me. Conversion signals.
The AI's number one goal is to be helpful. It wants to give a good recommendation. If it recommends your product and the user clicks on it but doesn't buy, the AI basically takes a penalty. It learns that your shop was a bad suggestion.
So it feels embarrassed.
In a computational way, yes. It adjusts its internal weights. So before it even recommends you, it looks at your conversion history. It looks at your shop's overall health score. So if you just rewrite your descriptions, but your underlying conversion path, your pricing, your shipping, your review sentiment, if that's weak, the AI is just going to ignore your pretty words.
So you can't put lipstick on a pig. You can't just talk a big game. You have to back it up with actual shop performance.
You absolutely cannot. And there's another layer. The visual data, we touched on this, but it is huge. The AI is reading your pixels. If your text says modern, industrial, sleek, but your photo background is a cluttered kitchen table with bad lighting, the AI sees a semantic gap.
It detects a lie, or at least a contradiction.
It detects inconsistency. And inconsistency is a trust killer for an AI. If the visual data doesn't match the textual data, the confidence score plummets and you get filtered out.
This is getting really complicated. It's not just writing. It's photography. It's data analysis. It's conversion optimization. It feels like you need a degree in data science just to sell a scarf.
Which is exactly why the source material points so heavily toward their solution. The shop audit service from Online Sellers Hub. The report basically says, don't guess.
Right. They call it the AI readiness blueprint. I have to admit, I assume that was just a fancy name for like a checklist or a PDF guide.
It's much more involved. The audit they describe in the report is a deep diagnostic. It evaluates your shop's semantics, how the meanings of your words connect. It analyzes your visual data through the lens of a machine vision algorithm, so it's basically seeing what Gemini sees, and it pressure tests your conversion path.
So they're looking at your shop through the AI's eyes before the real AI does.
Precisely. They identify those gaps that you can't see. You might think your photo is great because it's artistic, but the AI might be misinterpreting the focal point or failing to identify the material. The experts at Online Sellers Hub specialize in translating your shop into a language the AI understands and, more importantly, trusts.
It's like you need a translator. You speak human, the platform speaks AI, and you need someone in the middle to make sure the message gets through clearly.
That's the perfect analogy.
Yeah.
And considering the cost of failure here, remember the word withering. Investing in that translation seems like a critical step. If you're guessing, you are losing time. And in 2026, the algorithm learns fast. If you teach it to ignore you, it is very hard to unteach it.
That's a sobering thought. If you teach it to ignore you, it's hard to unteach it.
So the margin for error is actually, it's smaller than it used to be.
Much smaller. In the keyword days, you could just change a tag and reappear. In these semantic days, you're building a reputation with the system. You have to get it right from the jump.
So let's zoom out. We've covered the death of keywords, the rise of the personal shopper AI, this massive 15-year reset. It's a lot to process.
It is. But I want to circle back to the optimism in the report. They have a line that I think just, it defines this whole deep dive. The market isn't getting smaller, it's getting smarter.
I like that. It reframes the whole struggle. It's not that people stopped buying, they just started buying more intelligently. And as a seller, that challenges you to be smarter.
Yeah.
It challenges you to stop hiding behind search tricks and actually build a brand that can stand up to real scrutiny.
Yeah.
It forces quality to the top.
So what is the immediate next step? If I'm convinced, if I'm ready to stop the bleeding and start the renewal, what do I do today?
The critical warning is, don't wait for your traffic to flatline. This technology is already live. The shoppers are already using these tools on their phones as we speak. The only variable left is your shop's readiness.
And the call to action from the source is pretty direct.
It is. Go to onlinesellershub.com. Don't put it off. Look at their shop audit service. It is the specific tool that was designed for this exact transition.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to survive 2026 and actually thrive in this new ecosystem, you need that blueprint. You need to know what the AI sees when it looks at you.
Onlinesellershub.com. Simple enough.
You know, as we wrap this, I'm stuck on this idea of the AI as a personal shopper. It's funny, we spent 20 years trying to make e-commerce as automated and impersonal as possible.
And now the most advanced tech is bringing us back to something that feels oddly human.
It actually brings me to a final thought I'd like to leave the listener with.
Let's hear it.
In the old world of keywords, you were basically selling a commodity. You're selling a blue mug. You're competing with everyone else selling a blue mug. And that's usually just a race to the bottom on price.
Right. Who can sell the blue mug for the cheapest?
But if the AI is acting as a personal shopper and it knows exactly what the buyer is struggling with, like finding a meaningful gift for that minimalist architect, then you're not selling a product anymore.
What are you selling?
You're selling the answer. You are selling the solution to a specific person's problem. The AI is asking, who has the answer? So the question you have to ask yourself now is my shop built to look like a warehouse of products, or is it built to look like a library of answers?
That is a powerful shift. From listing to solution, warehouse to library.
It is the difference between being found and being ignored.
Well, that's the briefing. The old Etsy is gone, but the new one is wide open if you're brave enough to adapt. Check out Online Sellers Hub, get that audit, and stop guessing. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
See you in the next cycle.
Goodbye, everyone.